I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. State Representative Steve Lebsack is vowing to fight allegations of sexual harassment, telling reporters yesterday he has not had the opportunity to confront his accusers.
Right now, I'm being violated. My rights are being violated. And I didn't even have an opportunity to tell my side of the story before the governor, lieutenant governor, and others asked for my resignation.
We broke the story of the allegations against Lebsack last week. Since then, fellow Democratic Representative Faith Winter filed a formal complaint against him. Lebsack has not definitively said if he will step down.
I have publicly stated that I'll be having a press conference on November 30th, where I'll be talking about my future both as a state representative and my candidacy for Colorado State Treasurer.
Republican Representative Lois Landgraf of Fountain is now questioning just what Speaker of the House Crisanta Duran knew about the allegations. In a letter, she says Duran put workers at the Capitol in, quote, great risk, and is calling for the state attorney general to investigate how the Winter matter was handled. Authorities have identified the man whose body was found in Pueblo's Runyon Lake. The Pueblo chieftain reports that the county coroner identified the man as 45-year-old Eddie Huerta. Authorities say they do not suspect foul play. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.